Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today we are talking about the blessings that God is giving us, and today is a promise of peace. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Our Bible text is from Isaiah chapter 26, verses 3 and 4. It says, "You will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is a rock eternal." Amen.
Amen.
Peace seems to be far away in our days. Nations are producing weapons with a speed like never before. For some years, there were disarming and reducing military strength, but now it's like the devil has come into people to deceive them, that they think with weapons they can produce peace. What a contrast to the promise of God. You will have perfect peace if your mind is stayed on God. God is not only our rock, but he is an eternal rock. We know that Jesus is the rock of salvation. We trust in him not only during our lifetime, but forever. In the same way, perfect peace lasts forever. Eternal, always. People seek worldly peace and think that is an achievement. For the Christian, perfect peace is a byproduct of simple command to trust in the Lord. This is what Adam and Eve failed to do. They didn't trust in God. But Jesus, he did to the end. And because he did, we can. What do these verses mean? Perfect peace is the goal of humanity, but there are few who understand what peace really is. Perfect peace starts with peace with God through Jesus Christ our Lord. First, we had enmity with God because of our sin, but Christ died for our sin while we were still sinners and brought peace for us with the Father. Steadfast minds are firm and do not waver. The only way to achieve a steadfast mind that lasts into eternity is through total trust in Jesus Christ. If God is still on the throne, if he's still blessing, keeping us, his children, then we have to be steadfast. If God sent his one and only Son into the world to die for us on the cross, then we have to trust in him. He will never leave us, praise God. Trust in him by completely surrendering all to him. There is no other way to be perfect. There's no way to get perfect peace except by trusting in him. The person whose mind is stayed on God doesn't fear the results of past sins. A Christian can be certain that his sins are forgiven. Many still try to work different things because they don't believe that the death of Jesus is enough. And sin is a destroyer of peace. The more sin there is, the less peace there is. Sin is the greatest cause for unrest. The lack of peace is consciousness of sin and fear of results. When I speak to people about the rapture, Many of them are afraid that they won't make it. This is unbelief. Not trusting what Jesus has done for us. And this unbelief is sin and takes away our peace. David describes a good person in Psalm 112, verse 7, where he says, he will have no fear of bad news. No fear of bad news. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. The person who is trusting in God has not fear of bad news. There are many Christians who fear news day and night. Many have kids and they want to hide things in their lives. They are afraid something will go wrong. They live shuddering and unhappy lives because they always think something bad is going to happen. And there are people that are so negative, they think something will go wrong. So when they wake up in the morning, they're afraid to fall out of the bed and break their leg. In the shower, they say, I might fall and break my neck. My coffee machine might have a defect and cause me an electrical shock. In a bus, they think the bus that takes me to work, oh, maybe the bus will have an accident. Maybe my boss has a bad attitude. The fluid I need to work with could affect my skin. The food I eat at lunchtime may be poisoned. They go through the day fearing all evil. And when they have holidays, they think maybe the plane will crash. Maybe I will get an infectious disease. There is no peace for such a person. Isaiah says about such a person in chapter 57, verse 20 and 21, but the wicked are like the tossing sea, which cannot rest, whose waves cast up mire and mud. There is no peace, says my God, for the wicked. But the person who trusts in the redemptive work of Jesus Christ enters peace. There is no longer any fear because the mind is stayed on God. The heart that is stayed on God has peace because there is no fear of earthly misfortune. It's natural that we have difficulties and challenges in every life that is happening. But the mind that is stayed on God has rest in the heart. Know that God is your Father. God has infinite power, wisdom, and love. He will not permit the misfortune will happen to any child that loves him and obeys him. Any trial and loss that looks like a misfortune is not. It's a blessing in disguise. There are people in the midst of sorrow, and they maintain peace and cheerfulness. The secret is simple. They trust in God and fear no evil. Psalm 56, verse 11, it says, in God I trust. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Nothing. Praise God. There is peace in Jesus Christ alone. Praise the Lord. Peace belongs to the person whose mind is stayed on God. There is no fear of trials. God promises his people, those who trust in him, that no trial will be too great or too heavy to carry. Many Christians have no peace because they do not concentrate their hearts on the promises of God. When you see certain hardships that others are having, they have to endure it, you begin to worry and to fear, and you can become afraid that the same things might happen to you. Yet all that is needed is to rely on God and on his word. Steady your soul on God, as such fears will not trouble you. The person who studies himself on God does not fear death nor future. Death opens the door to immortality. It's not an end. It's an opening to a bright eternity if you were right with God. God has been good to us during our life in this world, and he will be good to us in eternal life, in the world to come. Fear of death is a source of unrest. Many are not going to funerals. They even refuse to drive past the cemetery because they're so afraid. They don't want you to talk about death. But that is foolish. It's better to give the heart in perfect surrender and confidence to the Father. Live in harmony with his will every day. Keep his commandments and prayerfully do what he asks you to do. Nobody can escape death by refusing to speak the word. Death is just part of life, like birth. Christians whose mind is stayed on God in faith are not tormented or distressed by the fear of death. We speak about the glory in heaven, so why should we be afraid of death? We say we want to be close to Jesus, we want to be with him, speak to him, look at him. Yet some don't want to talk about death in grave. If there is no death, there is no glory in heaven. So don't worry. Trust in God and peace will be yours. Some exchange peace for the things of the world and flesh. What folly to trade peace for pleasure. The rich man of whom Jesus speaks had pleasure. He lived in a fine house, extravagantly every day. In his garage, he had Ferrari, Lamborghini, Aston Martin. He had a great deal of pleasure, but no peace. In Luke 16, Jesus is telling the story. Luke 16, 19. There was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen and lived in luxury every day. Lazarus was a poor man. He had no pleasure, but he had peace. It wasn't the pleasure to lie at the gate, full of sores, depending on charity. No pleasure to see the looks of the rich man who refused him even the smallest thing. Luke 16:20-21 says, at his gate was laid a beggar named Lazarus, covered with sores, and longing to eat what fell from the rich man's table, even the dogs came and licked his sores. In spite of lack of pleasure, Lazarus was better off than the rich man because he had peace. He was a good man. He didn't have a bad conscience because of unforgiven sin. He was terribly poor. The pleasures of life were impossible for him. But he had peace of God in his heart. When death took both men, it was revealed that peace is more than pleasures. The rich man had pleasures on earth, but he had, had to pay the penalty of sin, which is death. He was tormented in hell, driven away from the presence of God. Lazarus was a poor beggar. He had found his youth and joy. He was with Abraham. There is a final day. You cannot go from one side to the other. Because it says in Luke 16:26, and beside all this, between us and you, a great chasm has been fixed, so that those who want to go from here to you cannot, nor can anyone cross over from there to us. There are many things that want to take away your peace. The devil constantly promises that those who give themselves to sin would have pleasure. They would have pleasure, they would have everything they want. But nobody is secure from his attacks. And Peter wrote in his first letter, chapter 5, verse 8, be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Our enemy doesn't want us to have peace. James gave us the prescription to not lose your peace. In James chapter 4, verse 7. Submit yourselves then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Resist the devil and he will go. Our God is a God of peace, praise the Lord. And he says in Isaiah, chapter 48, verse 18, if only you had paid attention to my commands, your peace would have been like a river, your righteousness like the waves of the sea. This is what our opening verse says. You keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast because he trusts in you. It's better to forget about the world and its pleasures because they will all pass away. But the peace of God will remain for all eternity, ever. It will never stop. Peace of God will remain always. So we are not troubled by the things of earth, neither by wars nor by lacks. Our peace is in God, who never changes. Shalom. Peace be with you. Amen.